It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host Jennifer Chandler brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Nothing says comfort food like chicken pot pie. Chicken and vegetables in a rich and creamy sauce topped off with a flaky crust makes for a satisfying one-dish meal. If you thought frozen pot pies were good, you need to try making a homemade one. It's surprisingly easy to make a pot pie from scratch, and I can guarantee it will be infinitely better than any store-bought version. It's the savory sauce that makes the big difference. It's made from simple ingredients, butter, flour, chicken stock, and cream. I use poultry seasoning to impart flavor to the dish. If you don't have this aromatic seasoning blend in your pantry, you can make your own by grinding together 1 tablespoon each of dried rosemary, dried sage, dried thyme, and dried marjoram. Or you can simply season your pot pie filling with a pinch of the aforementioned herbs. Once the sauce is made, you can add chicken and your favorite vegetables. I recommend traditional ingredients like carrots, potatoes, and peas. Roasted root vegetables like parsnips and turnips are also delicious in a pot pie. If you are short on time, you can pick up a rotisserie chicken at your local grocery store for this recipe instead of baking your own chicken. This shortcut can save you about 30 minutes in your prep time. Once the filling is complete, top the pie with a pie dough and bake until heated through with a flaky pie crust. Besides being delicious, another wonderful thing about pot pies is they can be made a day in advance. If doing so, top with a pie crust just before baking. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.
The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, an appliance and cabinetry studio for kitchens, bath, and home since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net.